Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Most of the classical composers whose music we hear died a long time ago, so it would be impossible to find their children, let alone ask them what it was like to grow up with a composer in the house. But William Grant Still only died in 1978, and his daughter Judith Ann is alive and well and living in Arizona. She says life is different when your dad writes music for a living.
He's home all the time. He doesn't go out to work anywhere. He was the one who read us our bedtime stories and rocked us to sleep at night.
William Grant Still was born in 1895 in Woodville, Mississippi. We call him African American, but he was also part Scottish, Spanish, Irish, and Native American. Both of Still's parents were teachers. His father was also a musician, but he died a few months after Still was born. So his mother took baby Will and moved to Little Rock, Arkansas to live with her mother. Since the Civil War ended just 30 years before William Grant Still was born, his grandmother had once been a slave. Still grew up hearing her tell horrible stories about slavery, but he also grew up hearing her sing beautiful spirituals. When Still was 9 years old, his mother got married again. Still's stepfather brought something brand new into the house, a Victrola, the earliest kind of phonograph, and lots of records, especially opera. Still liked to make toy violins out of cigar boxes, so his parents got him a real violin and gave him lessons. Still went on to teach himself to play other instruments like cello, clarinet, French horn, and oboe. In spite of the fact that Still loved music, his mother did not want him to be a composer. She didn't think a black man could make a living at it. Still went to Wilberforce University to study medicine, but he wound up spending all his time making music. Soon after he left college, Still was off to Memphis to work with W.C. Handy. He's the man who turned the blues, another kind of African-American music with roots in slave songs, into popular music. The blues wound up in William Grant Still's compositions, too. Still fell in love with a white pianist named Verna Arvey. But back then, in many states, it was illegal for a black person to marry a white person, so they had to go to Mexico to get married. Their daughter, Judith Ann, looks more like her mother than like her father. She says that when she was little, she didn't notice anything unusual, but as she got older, she did.
Sometimes if I went to the store with my father, children would call him names. He became angry. You know, the N-word type of thing. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me that I was different from him. They'd say, look at that N with that little white girl.
Not all of Judith Ann Still's stories about the color of her father's skin are serious. Your parents or grandparents can probably remember when there were restaurants, theaters, and schools in some parts of this country that were off limits unless you were white. Well, Judith Ann says one time, William Grant Still went to watch his grandson's little league team in an all-white neighborhood where some of the kids had never seen a person of color before.
My father was sitting in his lawn chair watching my son play baseball, and a tiny little kid toddled up to him and touched his hand and looked at his face and said, "Hey, mister, can you turn green too?"
William Grant Still wrote background music for radio and television shows like Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, and The Three Stooges. He's known as the Dean of Afro-American Composers. He was the first African-American to conduct a major American orchestra and the first to have a symphony performed by a major American orchestra. That symphony was Still's Afro-American Symphony. More about it next week. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.